This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Economist Steve Cochran titled his most recent analysis for the Sonoma County Economic Development Board, Looking for a Bottom, a reference to the ongoing nationwide recession. After delivering that report to a breakfast meeting yesterday, Cochran said that if the local economy has not quite stopped its decline yet, that elusive bottom, where the turnaround begins, is at least within sight.
The labor market, while it's not turning around and expanding, at least the loss of employment is slowing. The pace of rise in the unemployment rate is slowing as well. We see consumer spending beginning to level off and housing markets beginning to improve a little bit. We certainly are seeing an uptick in home sales, and we're seeing some stability in terms of construction activity, finally, at least in the residential real estate market.
But those positive indicators are tempered by some other factors that are still casting a long shadow across the local housing segment.
One reason why sales are up is because of the large number of distressed sales. That could actually rise before it gets better. We could see another wave of foreclosures coming through in the second half of this year and putting more downward pressure on prices. So it wouldn't be surprising to see sales continue to rise, whereas we see another downturn and prices maybe until the end of this year before things level off.
The upside to that, adds Cochran, is that housing is far more affordable than it has been for years, not just in Sonoma County, but for virtually all of California. Commercial properties, however, will take longer to rebound. Like real estate, government is a mixed bag, Cochran says. He's managing director of the Philadelphia-based MoodysEconomy.com. Federal stimulus money is making positive contributions in several areas, he explains. But budgetary gridlock in Sacramento could cause lingering problems.
It's more of a long-term factor in terms of really damaging the competitive advantage of the California economy versus other areas that don't have to make the kind of cutbacks that the state has to here in California, cutbacks in education in particular that I think are very dangerous in terms of maintaining a qualified and skilled workforce.
Unemployment in Sonoma County remains high, around 9.5%, although that's still 2% less than the state as a whole. Cochran doesn't anticipate those numbers will change much until the middle of next year, nor is he persuaded that California's climate change initiatives will have much immediate impact on employment.
Many of the industries that we think of as the green economy are more capital-intensive than labor-intensive industries, and so we may not actually see the investment in green industries be translated into a lot of jobs. It'll be good in terms of investment, in terms of improving productivity in the economy, but I have a hard time seeing this as a real job creator.
California is more likely to benefit from its place on the Pacific Rim, he suggests. Our proximity to China will work to our advantage.
The Chinese economy and its trading partners in Asia are really the only economies that are growing right now. So it's not that they're so important due to size, but they are the only ones that are growing and creating any kind of demand for global trade in commodities in particular, and keeping that part of the global economy going. And they're also about the only ones that are making any large investments at the moment, either in industrial capacity or in education.
Overall, Cochran predicts the recession will last nearly 2 years before it runs its course, with recovery taking hold in Sonoma County in the second and third quarters of 2010. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.